Hi, Kylie.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
All right, I can hear you too. Wonderful. What would you like to get out of this coaching session today?
I think I would like to just continue the momentum that I've had this week, throughout this week. But also gain a little bit more clarity with my thoughts and things like that.
Okay, so tell me about your thoughts. Tell me more about that.
This week was a lot. It was busy. It was, I mean, juggling kids, juggling work, juggling marriage. I was able to set some boundaries where like boundaries needed to be set, but also so I want to continue that like momentum forward with that and sticking to those boundaries. But then also gain some clarity of like, okay, well, is this like the right choice? Is this the right boundaries that I'm setting?
Okay. And what is your circumstance that leads you to think like, is this the right boundary that I'm setting?
It's like people, maybe like the people, some people around me, they just don't love that. Like they don't love the boundaries that I'm setting. You can tell that maybe it's uncomfortable for them or it's not what they're used to. So there's like pushback from their end, on their end.
And were there specific words said? That showed you
You're just being
a
dramatic.
disapproval?
It's like, you're just being dramatic, or you're just overthinking again, kind of a thing.
Okay, so you were told you're being dramatic or you're overthinking again. And which one do you want to pick? Which wouldn't more most dis cl more clearly describes
You're being
how?
dramatic, that
Okay,
one, the first one.
you're being dramatic. So someone says to you're being dramatic, and your thought about that is, this isn't what they like. What was your tell me your thought again.
But me, they, it just felt like that they didn't like what I was trying to do clearly, or it was uncomfortable for them. It was new. I don't,
Okay,
you know what
so
I
a
mean?
sentence that went through your mind was, this isn't clear for them, or this isn't clear for you.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think for me, I'm trying to just like more clarity, as in just to know that it's right, which I think in my gut, I know it's right, but sometimes it's hard when the other person doesn't like it and the people pleaser in me tends to take over sometimes in those situations
Okay.
or make me question.
Okay. So you're thinking, when you hear the words, you're being dramatic, your thought was, is this right?
Yeah.
Or was your thought, they don't like this?
Think it was, oh, okay, well, they don't like this. And then which made me question, wait, is this right? Is this the right choice for me? Is this the right decision?
Okay.
Just like to make these boundaries and stick to them.
Okay. So when they said you're being dramatic, your brain told you, okay, they don't like this. And then came the confusion and the
Yes.
questioning and the unclarity. And wh which one most accurately describes that thought, okay, they don't like this? Is it confusion or was it, unclear, or was it like what emotion came up for you?
Hesitation? I don't know if that's an emotion.
Yeah, you can be hesitant.
like first right off the bat it made me hesitant, and then
Okay.
it made my mind start to.
Okay. And then your mind. And what else would we see you're doing? So your mind is starting to spin in thoughts. And that's where you're thinking, well, maybe it's not clear, or maybe I'm confused. And what else would we see happening in what would you be seeing doing from being hesitant?
Maybe not be quite as bold with, not maybe not bold, but maybe it's well, that's tough. I'm sorry, excuse me. Like see me doing physically?
Both, yeah, physically and in your mind, just if we could observe you, what would be happening? Or, a camera in your head or a camera just nearby, what would we observe you doing from thinking the thought, okay, they don't like this. I feel hesitant. And from feeling hesitant, my mind spins. I'm not being bold. What else?
Sorry. I'm reverting back to what like originally got me to this place of feeling like I need to set boundaries.
Okay. And revert back looks like what? Sounds like what? Let's describe that.
Doubting myself.
Okay.
A lot of doubt, a lot of self-doubt.
And how about you? I know you mentioned your mind spinning and not being bold. What does that look like, or what doesn't that look like?
I can get into this like rabbit hole of a lot of self-talk that's not good. Like ne negative self, I don't know if I want to say negative self-talk, but just maybe it's negative self-talk.
Okay. Is there anything else that comes to mind along these lines?
That describes it pretty well.
Okay, so we've got someone saying that you're being dramatic and you have a thought, okay, they don't like this. And from that thought, you're feeling hesitant. And when you feel hesitant, your mind spins, you're not being bold. You talked about reverting back to doubting yourself. Self-doubt goes way up, like that's heightens. Negative self-talk, rabbit holes that you tend to go down. All right. And then when this happens, what is the result for you? Where do you end up as a result of negative
A lot of
self-talk?
times, those boundaries that I like had originally had set for myself, a lot of times they get fuzzy or they tend to like start to not exist anymore.
Okay. So when someone says you're being dramatic and you have the thought, okay, they don't like this, and you feel hesitant, from feeling hesitant, your mind spins and you're not being bold, you have negative self-talk and you doubt yourself. The doubt in yourself increases. And so we think that it's someone saying that you're being dramatic that causes us to spin in our mind and not be bold and have negative self-talk, but it's actually your thought, like, okay, they don't like this, that causes you to not be bold and go down these rabbit holes of negative self-talk and doubt yourself. And so when you choose to think, okay, they don't like this, you're creating the result for you that your boundaries don't exist for you.
Yeah. Or that I wasn't strong enough to keep those boundaries.
You will create the experience of not being able to keep a clear boundary for yourself. So, how does that feel to be noticed by you right now?
It's a hard pill to swallow sometimes, I think. Or right now, not sometimes, right now, I think that's a hard pill to swallow because it's not anything that they're doing. Yes, maybe I don't like what how they're reacting, but it's something that I'm in control of, which is hard. It's a hard realization, I think. Yeah.
Is there anything else you see or feel right now and that you notice?
It's interesting because it's, I want to say like embarrassed, but I don't know why I would be embarrassed. But maybe a little bit embarrassed.
And what is your thought that would create embarrassment for you?
That I'm doing it to myself. Like, it's the reason why I feel that way. Like, feel the reason I am having a hard time keeping those boundaries and having that cycle of being brave, and then someone says something, so it makes me just go right back, and then it's have like that cycle. That's what I mean. It's because I'm allowing it to happen and I'm doing it to myself. And that's a hard pill to swallow. Because I think it's easier to blame other people than to look inward at yourself.
I think that's interesting and that's good to know, right?
Wow.
Is there anything else you'd like to pull apart that we've talked about or something else that comes to mind in this session?
I think I was able to get some clarity. A lot of it, actually. I don't know about anything else to. I'm sure there's things to pull apart, but I can't think of it, or can't think of anything really.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, I look forward to talking to you again. And
Me
until
too.
then, take care.
Thank you too.
All right. Bye-bye.